drank, what do I not drink is the question. I drank like the sugar-free Red Bulls. I drank coffee. I drank diet, like everything, like Diet Sprite, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Sprite Zero, Pepsi Max. You know, like Diet Sunkist, Diet Mountain Dew.
I calculated it, and sometimes it's nears a gallon, which is gross.
Yeah, hi, I'm Dr. Cynthia Kuhn. I'm a professor of pharmacology at Duke.
For me, like, my main, like, reason for taking caffeine is just to stay awake. Because, like, for some odd reason, it's really easy for me to fall asleep in classes. So I noticed, like, in high school that if I just had caffeine, I could be tired all the time but not actually falling asleep.
I like the promise of 19 to 20 hour days.
It's a good day starter, whereas Red Bull, I think, is a night prolonger.
You have a system in your brain that's sort of an autoregulatory system. The more active neurons in your brain are, the more they produce a neuromodulator compound called adenosine, which, among other things, tends to slow down release of neurotransmitters, slow down brain activity. It's one of the critical factors in triggering sleep.
I sleep from probably 5 a.m. to 9 a.m.
What caffeine does is prevent that from happening. It blocks the receptor where adenosine binds and keeps you from falling asleep.
I'm either energetic or crashed.
I feel quicker. For me, it's usually a tool of concentration.
There's a lot of misunderstanding about whether it's really addictive or not. And by my definition of addictive, it's not.
Now I'm like pretty much fully addicted to it. So like if I don't have coffee, I'll get a headache after like 12 hours of not having caffeine.
You go through withdrawal because when people who are really regular caffeine drinkers don't drink it, sometimes they feel the effects of missing their caffeine.
Well, I would rather be late to class and have my coffee and then go to class without coffee. I don't care if, like, this morning I was late for my econ midterm. I stopped to get coffee. Like, if you want to know what hell feels like in advance, come see me when I haven't had coffee.
But that's only a small component of what happens when people are exposed to psychoactive drugs regularly, and that's not the critical definition of addiction. It has to have a reinforcing property that stimulates certain pathways in the brain. The sort of core definition is compulsive, out of control use of drugs to the point that you impair your functioning in life. And the key to it really is the compulsive out of control. I have a much bigger problem with food than I do with caffeine.
I've gastritis, which is like acid reflux or something related to it. And like I get like chest pain and jaw pain, and like it's just annoying as hell. Got it this morning, pissed me off. And it's like I'm not supposed to like eat or drink a bunch of shit stuff, coffee included, or any type of caffeine or soda, but I do it anyway because I figure like what's 20 minutes of chest pain compared to a life without coffee.
If I wake up like within an hour of going to class and I don't have anything like stimulating caffeine wise to drink beforehand, everything feels a little sluggish and slower and almost like there's almost like a fog that's kind of cast over things. And like as soon as I finish that cup of coffee, it's instantly lifted and I'm back to, I guess, normalcy now, because my normal day involves 16 ounces of coffee.